Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, especially Jace and Layla, Hazel, Aubrey, and Malia. The reading is the gospel that you heard in the confirmation rite from Matthew 10, where Jesus says, "Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven." Thus far the text. Please be seated. Well, today, five confessed for all the world to hear that they believed in the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And most especially, Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, who Good Friday died for them and who atoned for all their sin on the cross. We heard from the reading from the gospel that Jesus refused to hop off the cross to save himself. He stayed anchored on the cross in order to save all of us through the shedding of his divine blood. Now, when these five confessed Jesus today, they also rejected and turned their backs on Satan, all his works, and all of his ways. Today, these five gave Satan two big middle fingers. And Satan hates all five of you and all the rest of you who confess Jesus for that. Satan will tempt you relentlessly to believe that what Jesus did for you on the cross was insufficient, deficient, and not enough to save you. Satan would have you talk this way: "Oh, what I've done is so horrible that Jesus simply cannot and will not forgive it. I'm unforgivable. My sin is just too big for Jesus." Don't ever go there, ever, because that would be hellacious. I'm here to tell you that our Lord's blood cleanses you from all sin, the sin that you commit and the sin that people commit against you. So, these five today, in their confession of Jesus, it's an exclusive confession. It's black and white. There's no gray area here. In other words, Jesus alone is the Savior. Savior of all and Savior of you. He alone redeemed you, a lost and condemned person. Only Jesus answered for all your sin in his Good Friday crucified body. He alone buried you into his death through baptism. There is no other Savior. There is no other God than this man, Jesus. Now, not only does Satan hate this, but the world hates it too. The world hated and still hates the Lord Jesus Christ for who he is and what he's done and what he continues to do. Unbelievers can't stand the Lord Jesus Christ. We heard earlier that the Roman soldiers and the people who stood below the cross, they mocked Jesus. Jesus was accused of being a false teacher and a fanatic, an enemy of the church and the state, an insurrectionist. The hatred of Jesus was immense, and so they got rid of him. They crucified him. And yet today, thanks be to God, these five today confess Jesus, the crucified one, to be their Savior today. And that's absolutely wonderful. It's salvationally outstanding. And yet, at the same time, this is quite dicey, you five, and it's quite dangerous, because your freedom and your constitutional right to confess Jesus and to worship him as your Lord appears to be coming to an end in this country. Many powerful and influential people that you've never met hate you on account of Jesus and your faith in him. They vehemently, listen carefully, these people vehemently speak against you, and they vigorously work against you. Now, Jesus said this would happen in the New Testament, so we shouldn't be surprised. For example, in John 15, Jesus said, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first." So if you haven't learned already, then learn it today. Being a Christian means bearing the cross. Jesus himself said so. "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Matthew 18. In other words, confessing Jesus, not just for the five, but any of you gathered here today, confessing Jesus, it's going to cost you. The days are over when being a follower of Jesus was a feather in your cap and enhancing your resume. And I fear that the days are upon us when coaches, sports leagues, employers, bankers, doctors, maybe a brother, maybe an uncle, will tell you that you're not welcome because you're one of those people. Yes, confess Jesus and your dependence on him, and you will most likely get deplatformed, blackballed, and demonized in every part of society. Don't be surprised if you will be treated like the Elephant Man, an utter pariah. Brothers and sisters, if you've been paying attention, segregation and discrimination are making a remarkable comeback in the United States against faithful Christians. So if word gets out, you five, that you confess Christ, and that you actually take your Christian faith seriously, that you hunger to hear Christ's word and to eat and drink his body and blood, you may not only get kicked off the team, but you never may be allowed on a team ever and not get an athletic scholarship. Oh, would that be the end of the world? No, wouldn't be the end of the world. I know you think it is, but it's not. If you post something about Jesus that's positive, or positive about your Christian faith on Facebook, Instagram, or Snapchat, well, if you work for a living, that may get you fired for cyberbullying. You may even receive a surprise visit in the middle of the night from the FBI, SWAT team in tow, to handcuff you and take you to a prison cell. If word leaks out and the dean of the university finds out that you're a dedicated Christian, you may get sent packing and you may not get a degree. And do you think that the university will refund all your tuition and fees? If you believe that, then I've got some oceanfront property to sell you in Murdoch, Nebraska. Confessing Jesus may eventually prevent you from being able to put cash in a bank or to take out your cash from the bank, prevent you from taking out a loan for a car or a house, or prevent you from having your own business. Believing in Jesus may restrict you from getting legal representation, health and life insurance, medical care, life-saving treatment, or surgery at a hospital. You may not even be able to, I know this is going to be the shocker of all shockers for you five, you may not be able to purchase an iPhone, or a computer, or a car, if it's known that you confess Jesus Christ. I remind all of you that from 2020 to 2021, Christian churches were forced to close in many places of the United States. No divine services were allowed in many parts of this country. No preaching, no Lord's Supper allowed. Meanwhile, do you remember? Liquor stores, casinos, and strip clubs, they were all allowed to be open. Did you forget that? I don't know if you heard this or not, but this was a big story a number of years ago, but high school football coach Joe Kennedy of Bremerton, Washington, was fired from his job. Do you know why? Because after football games were over, he would regularly pray and give thanks to God on the 50-yard line. The IRS continues to target Christian nonprofit groups. You know, brothers and sisters, that in China, it is illegal to have crosses or images of Jesus in public or even in your homes. Do you know that? Can you guess what has to be displayed if you live in China? Yes, that's right. You guessed it. Images of who? Communist Party Chairman Xi Jinping. Confessing Jesus by worshiping him at a divine service or a home devotion in China, or if you dare to wear a cross or hang one in your living room wall in China, and you will suffer the consequences: arrest, fines, beating, jail, enslavement, maybe even death. But if you confess Chairman Xi as Lord, oh, then in China, you will enjoy all the privileges of a high social credit score. So, today, and for the rest of your lives, you five today and all the rest of you are given to live on a promise from the Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. This is really wonderful. because Jesus is the one who promises to speak not against you, but to speak for you, on your behalf, to act as God for you. He is promising to be on your side, to fight for you. So I beg you, Jace, Layla, Hazel, Aubrey, and Malia, as well as all of you today, to live in and from that promise of our Lord. So if any of you are called before a boss, a teacher, a coach, a judge, or a sheriff, and you are asked at the risk of losing your job, your degree, your spot on the team, your citizenship, or even your life, if you're asked, hey, do you believe in Jesus? Come on now, you tell us the truth. Are you really a Christian? You are, aren't you? You will confidently answer, of course I am. Would you like me to tell you about this Jesus? Would you like to be a follower of the Lord Jesus too? Be prepared to say that. And you will do this because of our Lord's promise for you. Whoever confesses me before men, I will confess before my Father who is in heaven. Jesus is the Lord who took on the form of a servant and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. What Jesus did for all of you to atone and answer for all your sin is the essence of Christianity. To trust what Jesus did for you is the Christian life. It is the Christian confession. So at this moment, and for the rest of your lives, I'm here to tell you that Jesus then confesses you before God the Father in this way. I died for Jace, Father. Father, I died for Layla. Father, I gave my life into death on the cross for Hazel and Joseph, for Hazel, Aubrey, and Malia. Jesus speaks on your behalf. He defends you. He is your advocate. And knowing this, then you will continue to confess Jesus. And listen carefully, and this is how I will end. One of the unique ways that you will do this is when you come regularly to the Lord's Supper. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his Good Friday death for you, until he comes on the last day. So for you who believe in Jesus, Jesus speaks for you. He goes to bat for you. Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. That is certain and that is sure. Happy Confirmation Day. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.